Welcome the internet audience. We're glad you're watching. I pray for you that you come into a reality shift with everyone that's in this building today in Jesus' name. Let's go to Isaiah 65:24. You're saying she's in a hurry. I just need to get started because I want to make sure that by the time we walk out of here that we're all in the place we need to be. Amen. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 65:24. Title of the message is Reality Shift. Are you there? Yeah, well, I'm doing all right. Listen, everyone in here needs a reality shift in one place or another. Humble yourself and get it today. Isaiah 65:24, it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are speaking, I will hear. Well, let's read it again. It shall come to pass that before, everybody say before, they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Interesting. Church family, listen to me. There's something I want you to hear loud and clear today. Whatever you are about to pray, our request from Father is already available and ready to be received. If you agree with that, say amen.
Amen.
Your prayer, according to this scripture, has already been anticipated. You get that?
Yeah.
She's about to pray it. You got it, didn't you?
Yeah.
While you speak, it will be answered.
Yes.
I just believe you're going to have a reality shift today. Yeah. Now, we know this very well. We're told to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, right?
Yeah.
Now, most of you are scriptorians, and there's things you understand, so I can't go back and fill in every blank. If you need help with that, we'll help you catch up with what we know in the house, but what truths have been put out there, but transformed by the renewing of your mind. But in legally now, we've already been transformed.
Right.
Can you agree with that?
Yes.
We have a new identity in Christ right now. We are what? His children. We're no longer condemned and we're no longer slaves to sin or sickness. No, we're not. We're not. All right? For us, death has already been defeated. So everything I just said, can you agree with that so far? Okay. Now, this is on the legal side of existence. Legally, it's over. It's over. You good? Yep. You got your inheritance. It's yours. It's all there. Every bit of it's there.
Thank you, Lord.
Healing is not a promise to come. It's already a fact.
Amen. It is.
It's already happened.
That's right.
He hung on the cross. He paid.
Right. Amen.
Amen. He took a beating for you. It's all done.
Amen.
Every sin you ever did or ever will do has already been paid for. Every one of them.
Thank you.
Well, no, but after I got saved. No. Listen, when did he pay for them? 2,000 years ago. You weren't even born yet.
Yeah.
It's done. Amen. So everything on the legal side is done. And then there's the vital side. There's the walking out of your identity. We renew our thinking. We know that we do that, of course, with the Word. Everybody agree?
Yes.
Do we do that with the Word? We renew our minds with the Word. We should know that it is not just read or heard, but spoken upon, acted upon. Spoken and acted upon. We should know that the way you renew your mind, you hear it, and you speak it, and you act on it, and your mind will be renewed.
Yeah.
We're going somewhere. Stay with me. Keep walking. Stay in the rhythm. But then again, it said be transformed, so let's talk about that. I want to tell you some things about being transformed. Transformation is not on a calendar.
Well, that's good.
It's on a word.
Oh, wow. That's really good.
The moment we speak in faith, the moment you declare your divine identity, the moment you cancel the old rhythm and replace it with the truth, law moves and spirit begins.
Wow.
The moment.
Wow.
I'm talking about spiritual laws that govern your life.
Right.
You know, there's the law of gravity. Let's see, who's got a pen or something that we can drop? Here, okay. And your boyfriend will pick it back up for you? Okay. So, now, I'm going to let go of this. Is it going to go up or down?
Down.
That's gravity. It's a law. It's not going to float away. Okay, boyfriend. That's gravity. Well, there are laws of the spirit realm. And they function a certain way. And as Christians, as children of God, we need to know those laws. Laws are in place in the natural world. Laws are in place in the unseen world. And like I said, the moment you cancel the old rhythm and replace it with the truth, law moves, spirit begins, rearranging and demonstration starts. This is what you got to get. The moment. Go back to the scripture. All right, now, not in a week, not in a year, now. What has tarried will appear because the word has gone forth and the word will not return void. Get that. The opening of creation was not a plan or a process, and it was not a strategy. It was a sentence. Let there be light. And there was light. No debate, no delay, no discussion. Just a holy sentence charged with creative power spoken into the void.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
That's the law of first mention right there.
Yeah.
Let there be light. Do you know what the law of first mention is? That's a principle in biblical hermeneutics that once something is spoken, once it appears in Scripture, it establishes that you can hang something on it and work with it through the rest of the Scripture.
Yeah.
Well, let there be light is definitely a precedent, is it?
Yeah.
Now, a speaking spirit spoke that.
Yeah.
That same speaking spirit continued to speak. You see, the law first mentioned there, and you see he continued, and God said, and God said, and God said, and God said. And then it gets over to us, 26 over there, and he says, let us make man in our image. And if I could fill in the blanks right there, because we are speaking spirits. We're speaking spirits. And so God created speaking spirits. That's who we are. And so we can declare a holy sentence into the void and see things happen. That same law is yours. It's a law. It's a law. A law of the word. And this is what the law of the word is. It's a law of the turnaround. It's the same thing. It's a law of the turnaround. God, Holy Spirit hovered. God spoke, it didn't delay, it happened.
That's right.
Holy Spirit hovered over Mary, she spoke a word, it happened right then. This is how it works for them, for Mary, for God, and for us. The same authority waits on your command. You have an authority, and it's waiting for you to command. Hey, you were never meant to wander. You were meant to speak. You know, you've tried everything else. You've journaled, you've waited, you've worried, you've worked, but you have not yet spoken the sentence. The one sentence that will cancel delay. It breaks the so-called spell. It reroutes time. It reclaims direction and returns to you the rhythm of God's perfect plan. We have to speak, and we have to speak certain things. Mm-hmm. Listen, until you speak the word, nothing moves. Wow. No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't move. But once you do, everything will shift.
Yes.
Your reality will shift. Your life will shift.
Yeah.
Not in concept, but in form.
Yes.
Do you get that? Yes. Not in theory, in substance.
Yes.
Spirit is moved by truth, declared with faith, spoken in boldness, released without fear.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
This is not a suggestion, it's a law. It's not a philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
When law is activated by your word, your life begins.
Amen.
Most people don't live lives. They live loops.
Mm.
Spirals of waiting. Patterns of delay. They walk the same circle of lack and they call it reality. They touch the edge of the breakthrough only to fall back into fear. And not weak, not cursed, but because they've never been taught to speak. Or they sat in the Word of Faith Church and never bothered to speak. They react, they wish, they analyze, but they do not decree. And without a decree, the law remains inactive. Without a word, demonstration remains unborn. Without a sentence, your good stays sealed in the invisible. I've seen lives frozen in time, church. Just frozen in time. Not by external enemies, but by internal silence. Not by lack of opportunity, but by lack of spiritual command.
Yeah.
And listen, these are people with vision and ideas, but no rhythm in their word. They don't have a flow with their confession. No command in their mouth. No sacred sentence on which they can operate. It's just not there. So they drift and they repeat and they become spiritual bystanders in a world that was meant to be spoken into shape. Y'all still here?
Yeah.
I'm going to get this across to you because you're going to win.
Amen.
Let me be clear here. Sounds like a politician. Let me be clear. Spirit will never override your silence. Spirit will never override your silence. God will never impose order where your word has not invited it. It won't. You notice you had to say something to get born again? You had to say something? Did you notice that even when you went to Starbucks, you couldn't just sit there? Let them guess what you wanted? You went over to the restaurant?
Yeah, you got to order it.
Yeah, preach it, Deb. You got to order it. The law is perfect, but it's not forceful. It waits on your participation. God will never impose order where your word has not invited it. We'll say that again. It waits on, if I could say it like this, and don't think I'm getting all New Agey, because I'm not. They stole stuff from her. It's from us. It's waiting on your vibration. It's waiting on the authority that God has given you to speak things into existence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was mentioned earlier that shout was important. Nina sang a song. Why is shout important? Just think about it while we're talking. Why would shout be important? There's a vibration to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, until then, until you get this right, your life defaults to the patterns of fear. Culture, memory, inherited limitation. But that's not because that's your truth. It's because it's the only rhythm available. You're just living in that. Come on out of there. Imagine a ship on the sea. How many of you have ever been on a cruise? Okay, let's just count. How many of you have been on more than one cruise? Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Still, oh yeah, well she lived on a cruise ship. There's just something about that ship, you know. It's at sea. Imagine, there it is at sea. Engines are running. Sails are up if you're on that kind of ship. But no direction given. No port declared. No coordinates set. The ship's not broken. It's not broken. It's simply leaderless. It's leaderless. Somebody has to make a plan. Most lives are lived exactly like that. The motor's running, but it's not going anywhere. Not by accident, church, but by the absence of speech. You are not meant to drift. You are meant to direct. Say that. I'm not meant to drift. I'm meant to direct. You got to believe that. You need to believe that. You're not meant to guess. You are meant to govern. But in order to govern, you have to speak.
Right.
No, I'm not going there. Yeah, praise the Lord. Okay, so you know what I'm thinking probably. We've had leaders that we never heard from, you know, but the ones that spoke out, things moved.
Amen.
You got to get that rhythm going. See, give the unseen realm, give spirit, I'm talking about Holy Spirit in the unseen world, something to work with. Give the unseen world something to work with. Give the a blueprint. Last time I checked, if you really want to build your house right, you better get a blueprint. Right? A command, something that slices through the confusion and establishes truth, right? You got to have that, okay? Until you speak with authority, your life cannot rise in power. You have to speak with authority. Until you give voice to divine instruction, heaven cannot deliver what is already yours. You are not waiting on Spirit. Spirit is waiting on you. We've heard so many people, I'm just waiting on God. I'm just waiting on God. I'm just waiting on what he's going to say. He's waiting on you. You got to go listen. Listen to what he's saying. He's talking all the time. And don't fall for that devil stuff where he's said, well, you know, you are a special case. And you're in trouble. So you're going to have to do things different. No. It's the law. And it will not change. Kevin is not going to float away until the rapture. But you're not going to float away and the rest of us sit here. It's gravity that we're all sitting here, except for me, and I'm standing here. Right? It doesn't change for persons. It works the same for everyone. So I'm asking you today, what have you spoken today? What have you spoken in the last 24 hours? Have you declared your direction? Or have you merely described your delays?
Oh.
Have you spoken your direction? Are you describing your delays?
Wow.
You can rehearse and rehearse and rehearse all the things that have done wrong, but guess what? They're over.
Amen.
It's a new chapter.
Yes.
So today, declare the direction you're going in and then stay with it.
Amen.
Amen. You merely describe your delays. Have you prophesied or have you complained? Have you activated law or have you surrendered to appearance? If you're stuck, the answer is not more trying. The answer is not more thinking. The answer is a sentence. And once spoken, the drift ends. Well, Turnarounds begin. The law, which never fails, begins its holy work right when you speak it. Every delay, every derailment, every so-called detour has one thing in common, church, one thing in common. It was never greater than this law. Delay is not greater. Derailment is not greater. This law is greater. The law of the word. The law is the turnaround. The word is the turnaround. And it happens immediately. God's going to get you to believe what he has for you.
Amen.
The law of the turnaround doesn't operate on logic. It operates on alignment. The very second you align your rhythm, your vibration with divine truth, the turnaround happens. You know, you say what the word says. Okay. The law doesn't require explanation. It doesn't ask how long you've been stuck. It responds immediately, instantly, to the command of faith. There are those who believe change must be gradual, that transformation must follow a long path of repentance and restitution. But spiritual law doesn't need time. Did you hear me? Spiritual law doesn't need time. It needs permission. And permission is given through a word. Amen? The moment you say, I'm aligned with divine good, the law does not hesitate. Before you call, I will answer. Before you call, I will answer. It does not hesitate. Well, where's my stuff? Well, I'm trying to help you get it. Yeah, there's a couple things I'm going to stay here a minute, and you're going to have to catch it by the Spirit.
Yeah, thank you.
You're not going to tilt to religion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Yes. Glory to God.
Glory.
The moment you say, I'm aligned with divine good, the law does not hesitate. It moves, it corrects, and it reroutes. It reroutes. It makes all things new. Not someday, now. Now. Isaiah 30:21. She'll put it up here. Isaiah 30:21, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. And when you turn to the right hand, and when you turn to the left. See, matter was created by the Creator speaking words. That's what we said, right? That's what we said. Matter. Y'all know what matter is? It's what you're sitting in. It's what you drove here in. It's what you are. It's this third dimension stuff we're in. This angel that's here with me is in the fourth dimension. Heaven runs all the way up to the 11th, and they know, they believe further. Okay? But right now, matter, God created matter. He created the earth. He made matter. The quantum world we know now, science has proved this, is moved by words. It looks at the observer and responds to the observer. Right? Y'all know this stuff. And if you don't, you can go study it. So there's a quantum world. Science has proven that this, it just backs us up. The law of words expands and makes other laws work. The law of the turnaround works immediately when you speak believed words. And I'll mention this, I'm going to bring it up again, but the law of assumption states this. You'll get what you want by believing it already exists in your life. You'll get what you want by believing it already exists in your life now. Now, you're getting off on some stuff. No, I'm about to read you the scripture that says that. This is Ephesians 1:3. You have to believe that what is yours and what you want already exist. This is Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath, what do we know about hath? Has already blessed us with all blessing, all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So they're already all in the fourth dimension. And the power to bring the matter to pass is in the fourth dimension. It's in here. And so whatever needs to be rerouted, or changed, or moved, or turned around, will do it by words. Even if it's your transformation, which you should be getting one right now.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, here's the other scripture. And I tell you, I've told you all this for weeks. 1 Corinthians 2:10, 2:9. As it is written, I have not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. All of it's in the spirit realm. God started with all of it in the spirit realm. And then he said, light be. And then he made the earth. And then it was void. And he spoke into the void. He spoke into all these things. You need to speak into these things.
Amen.
If I have to be redundant, I will. Here's the thing. All things begin in the spirit realm. In the beginning was the Word. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Okay? All things in the natural move by words spoken into the spirit realm. That's how you get a harvest on your seed, church. At church. The money itself that you give to keep the lights on and give out to the nations and stuff, it doesn't bring the harvest. It's the seed of the word that goes into your heart that then manufactures and comes out and pulls in finances to you. You don't make your living by what you do. You make your living by your giving. Now, according to these verses, your life has already been prepared. Has it?
Yeah.
Good. Do you agree with that scripture?
I do.
It says your life's already been prepared. He talks about in those scriptures predestination. He's not saying, which people get off on this, but he's not saying he was picking and choosing people that were going to get saved. It was saying once you entered into the church, once you entered into the born-again family of God, everything's predestined. Go over there and read Ephesians 1. That's your book. So when you read that, it actually tells you, I've got it all set up for you. It's all set up for you. Now come over here and get it. And then I'm going to teach you how to get it. And he goes on and talks about authority. Amen. Talks about you have authority. Talks about all the riches that have been granted to the saints. Says you have to what? Pray. So what's praying? It's saying, decreeing, declaring. That's part of praying. Asking, knocking, seeking. We've already talked about that. So I'm going to present something to you. You can do what you want to with it. But according to these verses, your life has already been prepared for you. So a good decree would be, I now step into the life that has been prepared for me. I now step into the life that has been prepared for me. And then continue with this. I'm now living in the life that has been prepared for me by the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the life that has been prepared for me. I'm living in it. And don't say, I'm going to live in it. Faith is now. I'm living in the life that has been prepared for me. Now, you just, can I say Texas? You just sucked it all in right there. It's all set in place. It's all, okay. So it's not, I need this and I need this and I need this. No, you got it all.
Yes. Yes.
If he didn't have it, he would make it. El Shaddai. It's all there. It's all available. Even the action of making. It's all there. Now, why would that sentence work? I'm going to tell you why. Three laws. Number one, the law of assumption that we just talked about. See, that these three laws work in one rhythm, I'm going to say. Are you with me? You still in the rhythm? Okay. So the first one, the law of assumption, believes that what you want is already yours, okay? God's already done it for you, right? The unseen world is already exists. It's not coming. It already exists. It's waiting. It's waiting on you. And when you step over into it by decreeing, it rushes forward to meet you before you ask. It's ready. As soon as you step over into it, it's there. The second law is the law of divine timing. Religious people hate this one. The life that has been prepared for me is not being built. It is done. It is complete. It is finished. The moment I decreed it, heaven had already designed it. This is mine. Like, I don't know, I don't know. Stay with me, I'm going to prove it to you in just a minute. The vision was not random, it's recognition. You saw what was already yours, and now you speak it into form.
Yes. Amen.
God does not make you guess, church. Mm-hmm. He prepares and positions, and your word gives you access.
Amen.
Some of us have keys. Some of us have little digital buttons to get in our houses. How many of y'all have a button on your car and you just press it? You have a button on the car? Some of you, do y'all, anybody still have a key? They still do that? You do? Cool. I like the key. But the button's there. See, y'all think that's a new fandangled thing that came out. But my granddaddy had a 1950-something truck and it had a button. Okay. Praise the Lord. He prepares positions, and then your word gives you access. The third law is the law of acceleration demonstration. This is the one that shakes the delusion of delay, and I'm going to not even guess but think that that's probably the biggest problem in the house is delay. Why do I think that? Because the Lord told me. So you're not rushing or demanding, but because the law does not need time. So get this thing off you. Get this thing off you that, well, I don't want to be disrespectful to God. And neither do I. I'm all about honor. We're talking about something he's already set in motion. According to my works, command ye me, he said.
Yeah.
He said, if you decree a thing, I'll back it up and I'll show you the way.
Right.
He set it up. This was his choice. I'm going to obey him. He's the one that does this.
Yeah, amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. All right. So, you're not rushing. You're not trying to demand. You're just getting what's yours. The unseen world does not need time. Eternal life is timeless. Zoe life is life minus time. It's eternal. It's an eternal realm. Some of our folks that have gone home in the last year, they only been there a few minutes. Deb figured it out. She did a study on it. And a day with the Lord is as 1,000 years. And so, I mean, Pauline just got there. She probably hadn't even found the Heavenly Dairy Queen yet. But she working on it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're still just looking around. Wow. Yeah. Wow, everybody's worshiping. Glory to God. They mention the name of Jesus. Everybody falls down and praises God. I mean, they're just looking. I mean, it's timelessness. Faith doesn't need time. Faith is now. We have no need to make time limits with faith because it already is. It's already yours. And listen, I know I can hear somebody right now saying, I need it now. I need it now. Okay. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Amen.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. If I say I now live and walk in the life that God has prepared for me by Jesus, and I should see manifestations quickly. Can we say that?
Yeah.
I should see them quickly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is not a demand on God to hurry up.
Right.
Now, this is what you're going to have to catch this. We're not demanding God to carry up, to hurry up. Let's talk about Jesus. Jesus had manifestations quickly. How quick? Remember the guy that came with the son? And he said, I need you to help him. And the child was healed in the same hour. How long did it take that water to turn to wine? How long did it take him to get up and walk on that water? Did he have to kind of work on it? Hey, y'all throw me a ski, I'll slalom for a minute, and then I'll step out. No, immediately. Immediately it happened. I said immediately. Immediately it happened. There are so many suddenlies in the Bible, and we just let them drift away from us. We just let them drift away because we have too much fear or too much religion to believe that something could actually happen. But what really happens is it actually does happen in the spirit realm. And before it gets to you, you negate it with, well, I guess I'm not going to get my miracle.
Wow.
Praise the Lord. Better shut that up. Character building takes time. Growing in the Word takes time. Faith does not. Once you learn it and you learn to use it, faith is now. Not on a demand to hurry God up, but it is a test of my willingness to speak as one who knows that my world can be rewired in an hour. It's a test for me, not for God. When I'm saying now, it's a test for me. Can I hang in there for an hour?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can I know? Because it's already all done.
Yeah.
So if you really believe that it's all done, then why do you give up?
Exactly.
Because you go back to seeing what you believe. You believe what you see out here. But we're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Amen. Mm-hmm. In a breath. In a blink, when the word is true. Scripture confirms it. Isaiah 65:24 again. And it shall come to pass, before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. Before the sentence is finished, heaven has heard it. Spirit does not lag. Law does not stall. Law acts the moment your vibrations align itself with the design. Your vibrations are words right now, right now. This is not a fantasy. This is your divine right. It's not begging or hoping. It's commanding. Not commanding God as bossing him. We're commanding what is ours to move. The unseen kingdom of God is waiting for your word. Holy Spirit waits for the moment. This is how Holy Spirit does everything. I mentioned it to you before. He hovered over the deep. He hovered over Mary. He was waiting for words. He's hovering over this congregation right now.
Yes.
And he's waiting for your words.
Yes.
Let me ask you. When you said this prayer, I believe in my heart that Jesus is Lord. And I confess with my mouth that God raised him from the dead. How long did it take you to get born again?
Wow.
Well, 2 weeks later, Jesus came into my heart. Well, about 30 minutes.
No.
Boom! The big bang happened in you. Your spirit lit up. Right then. It didn't need any time. As soon as you said it, it met you at your heart door.
Yeah.
Right there.
Wow.
How long did it take for those blind people to see with Jesus? What about those fish to come to the boat? How long did that take? How about the food multiplying? If y'all wait just about 30 minutes, these next three fish are going to multiply. Let's tarry. No, he said, Father, I thank you. He connected with the unseen realm with Father God, and the natural, the unseen world hit the natural, just like on Resurrection Day.
Wow.
What do you need that needs to be resurrected? We call them miracles. So where are they in your life? Where are the miracles? You're not casting wishes into the air. You're constructing reality with the substance of sound. I now step into the life God has prepared for me. Once you speak it, then every day, every time you think about it, say, Lord, I thank you that I'm living the life that you have prepared for me. According to that scripture in Ephesians, you said you already did it. I thank you for it, Lord. I'm living in the life that God has prepared for me. I'm living in it right now. He's already blessed you with it. Holy Spirit's already searched the deep, and he's ready for anything. Church, say something. Say it with meaning. Say it until you believe it. And you know, you do that with your natural negative stuff. Hey, Susie. How y'all doing? Not doing too good over here. I just want to tell you all my troubles. All right, I'll call you later. I got to call Jill because she's going to need to know them too. Y'all pray for us. This happened and that happened and this happened and that happened. And then goodbye. Yeah. Goodbye yesterday.
Come on.
Yeah. That's good. Not putting up with it. Really, Lord? The Lord said, that's like gossiping in the spirit realm, in the unseen realm. You're telling the unseen realm what you got going on.
Wow.
Praise the Lord. All right. Y'all had enough? Well, if you have, just wait with everybody else. Here we go. Now, got to say something. Shout the doubt out.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a stronger vibration. Do you think Father God went, light be. No, I believe he sang it. I think he sang, let there be light. Boom. That wasn't too good, but God did better. Y'all get the idea. You like it? I'll be here all week. All right, now, I now step into the life that's been prepared for me. I now step into the life that has already been prepared for me.
Yeah.
Then hold yourself in place. Jordan, what do you call that thing? It's called a pad. It keeps the tone. Now, I was taught to do that with prayer. I could pray in the morning and keep the tone all day long in my spirit. Well, you can, if you'll do this, if you'll do this with your confession, your word, your command, you should see some movement within 24 hours. You should. Maybe within an hour, depending on how strong your faith is. You should see movement. Danny and I are talking about, we talk about it often. A lot of times, opportunity will present itself. Once you get in the flow, opportunity starts presenting itself. Sometimes the counterfeit will come first. And get it out of the way. But things will begin to move. Maybe a counterfeit job, maybe this or that, or maybe something will knock something out of the way. Right then, don't go backwards. Right then. Symptoms return. Well, you're still healed. Don't go backwards. Don't go backwards. This is solved. Well, but they said I own the 3,500. I said it was solved. Well, I got a job, but it's not enough. I said it was solved. That law's not offering you less or not enough. It's offering you more than enough. More than enough. It's God's plan.
Amen.
Amen. It's God's plan. You got to shout that doubt out. There's no time in the spirit realm. What you think takes months in the natural realm takes moments in the spirit. Spirit is substance. Word is vibration. Vibration is the law. Matter must obey. Y'all want me to say that again?
Yes.
I thought it was pretty good too. Spirit is substance. Word is vibration. Vibration is the law. Matter must obey. And we're not being new agey. Vibration is a part of God. Don't go, well, I think that. No, we're talking about Jesus. Talking about Holy Spirit.
Yes. Amen.
We're talking about the right stuff. We're talking about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is on a wavelength.
Yes.
Don't let religion and junk hold you back. We're not going, we're never going to go into the junk. If we did, God would catch me by the collar and pull me right back, and I'd come in and say, I was wrong about that. We're walking down the right road. Law is perfect and exact. Law is obedient. Jesus said about the servant, as thou hast believed, be it done unto thee, and it was done in the same hour. Now here's the last thing. Mark 11:23.
Glory.
For truly I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be moved and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that what he said shall occur, he shall have whatever he said.
Wow.
Now, you remember what this story is around. It's around a fig tree.
Yeah.
The fig tree, the moment Jesus spoke, it withered at the root. They didn't see it till they walked back that it was completely dead. But it started right then. It doesn't delay, church. It doesn't delay. It starts working right then. And the mystery or the secret behind this, and the Lord said this to me, I was just a shouting when he said it to me. He says, believe that what he said shall occur, that part right there. He shall have whatever he said. We would say it like this. If you say unto this mountain, believed words, you'll have it.
Yeah.
Believed words. I always say this to you, an authoritative command launched from the Spirit.
Amen.
That's what believed words are.
Amen.
Believed words move mountains.
Yeah.
Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word, it gets in your heart. You speak it, and the mountain will move. But it's instantaneous, church.
Amen.
It's instant. But see, you don't really believe that yet. You think it's going to take a while because religion taught you that. But it doesn't have to.
That's right.
There are things that do. If you need some character, And if you need to learn some scripture stuff, that's going to, you're required some of your time. Prayer requires your time. But once you speak this and you stay on it, you should begin to see results. Who said I believe that? Yeah. Then you just got it.
Amen.
You choose to believe.
Yes.
I don't believe that stuff. Well, lose then. I can't help you. But if you believe the Bible said that, right? Speak, believe words. Well, what if I don't believe? Say it till you believe it. Well, faith cometh by hearing. You believe you more than you believe anybody else.
That's right.
I am the body of Christ, and Satan has no power over me. I overcome evil with good. My body functions to the perfection that God created to function and will not malfunction in Jesus' name. Every disease, germ, and virus dies instantly in my body in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Say it till you believe it.
Yeah.
I'm saying it right now until I believe it. You should say it till you believe it. I'm healthy. I'm wealthy.
Yeah.
It don't send me any ugly letters. I'm a money magnet.
Because
I do what's right with money.
Right.
Don't judge me about finances till you see my giving.
Amen.
Somebody's got to keep preaching it. Might as well be me.
Amen.
Not going to shut up for religion.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. While you're working, keep saying, I'm now living in the life that God has prepared for me. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. Remember to put the word now in it. Not in 40 days. No need for suffering. No, no need for condemnation, no need for, but you've been bad. You haven't done what God wants you to do, so it's going to take you a little longer. That's not what the law says. You're paid for.
Yeah.
Church, you're not qualified to pay for your sins.
Oh, good.
Jesus paid. For all of them. They're gone. Yeah, but yesterday. Well, today is now. Admit it, quit it, and move on. Get a new start. Just live in the nature of God, with God. And then you'll do what's right, do it right because it's right. Do we want to do what's right? Absolutely. It causes less pain living in the world. Right? But on the legal side of that, on the spiritual side of that, you're free as you can be right now. You're free as you can be. There are people sitting in jail right now that are free because they understand this.
Yeah.
Now they had to pay out there, but they're free. Hope you understand that. What you need and want is hovering right now. What you need and want is hovering right now. Use your words to design and remember, there's no backlog in heaven. There's no backlog in heaven. It's now. Now, I could tell you, there's about 12 people in here having trouble with the now part. And I'm telling you, you better shake it off. You better get out of it. You better not be offended by me. It happens in the spirit realm. Now. Faith is. You have to receive it now, and it begins the journey. It'll begin to work. Well, it's never worked for me before. Well, you're on a new day. What about some suddenlies? Should we just tear them out? Let's tear them out of the Bible. Shall we look at all of them and just tear them out? There's suddenlies. There's resurrection. Yes, Pastor, but Jesus was in there for 3 days. That's because he was busy working on some other stuff. Church, he am the resurrection. He was the resurrection before Abraham existed. There's no time in it. When he came, he was the resurrection. He prophesied his own death and resurrection. This is how it's got to go. But he resurrected for you so that your life would be better right now. It would be better. Well, you know, I like all this, but I don't know because, you know, I don't know. I don't want to. I don't know. Stop it. Just live the life. There's nothing wrong with that sentence. It's scriptural. All you have to do is start saying something. This is not just positive thinking, church. This is not the power. And positive thinking's good. But this is not about the power of positive thinking. This is not about that. This is about you agreeing with the spirit world and understanding that God gave you a job. If you want healing, if you want prosperity, if you want people to get saved, if you want to get out of delay, if you want to get out of the disgust, if you want to get out of trouble, say something. Father, we thank you that right now we are living the life that you prepared for us according to Ephesians 1. We're living that life, and that life is full of all good things. And from this point, you'll tell us what to command. You'll tell us what to say. You'll tell us, but we're just going to follow this scripture today, and we're going to say, and then you fill in the blanks, Lord, for the next stuff. The next thing we're going to say, the next paragraph of this chapter, and we'll say it, and we'll flow in it, and we'll see the success of it. I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I believe I did what you told me to do. And I pray that your people are helped. And I just rebuke all doubt in the name of Jesus. I hear you. I just heard the Lord say, Rox, I will come through for them because I already have come through for them. Join me, he says. Join me. Join me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Fully equipped, fully blessed in Jesus' name. You're fully equipped. You're fully blessed. You're blessed right now. Let all the doubt wash away. Let it all go. You're all right right now. Let all the religion. When I say religion, I'm not talking about Christianity. I'm talking about junk you learned. We're just waiting on the Lord. He's a mystery. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. I might have Paul's thorn in the flesh. I'm, what about Job's yellow turkey? That's what Brother Hagin used to say. Job's old yellow turkey. They said, where'd that come from? I don't know. He just liked to say it. All of your little doctrines that you've got locked into place. All your little doctrines that say we have to wait, we have to be good. I've said this to you hundreds of times. Jesus didn't come to make bad men good. He came to make dead men live. The good will come. The good will come. When you get the nature of God, you'll be good. You'll be good. Do you want to be good? Oh, absolutely, because there's a devil out there. But that's not the baseline. The baseline is that Jesus has already fulfilled everything, and you're not taking advantage of it because you keep your mouth shut or you keep it gossiping about all the junk that goes on. I like that. Just stop it. I've done it. I've done it. How are you doing, Pastor? Do you feel better? Well, the symptom, shut up.
Yeah.
Are y'all going to go to Europe this year? Well, you know, we probably can't afford it. Well, you're not going. Well, can you, we're going to do the, well, you know, are you going to tithe? Well, no, we just tithe at our house because we're a sacred group over here. So we just tithe at our house because we're special. We can't afford to give it to the church. We need it in the household, so we tithe to our house. Are you kidding me? What Looney Tune. Am I stepping on your toes? Probably not. God said he would do it, church. And he didn't say in 2 weeks. It'll start today if you'll step into it. And you should start seeing results. And don't go back and rehearse all the junk. I'm just miserable. I know it hurts your religion. But you better get past it. You better get in and read the Bible better. You better do it. Don't raise your next group of children in a bunch of junk. I just helped you. Don't do it. I lived through it. Now, honey, if God needs somebody, he'll take them. He picked a flower when he took your mother. How insane is that? Yet people preach that to people all the time. All the time. You need to shake off that religious walk. And you need to get in the path of God, who loves, who cares, who will equip you, who will fuel you and finance you and favor you and bless you and help you move forward. It has been my great honor, my very great honor, to offend every religious spirit in the room today. Every one of them. Every one of them. It's my great honor. It is my greatest honor to do that. I don't like that. I don't like that. Did you know that when I wrote this word, I offended myself? I said, I don't know. That kind of rubs me. Are you sure about that, Lord? And the Lord, step up to me and tell me, I'm sure. I'm sure. Now, faith is. Now, when you walk out the door, all of your gold and silver and all your people are not going to flood in and slap you in the face right out here. But in the spirit realm, it's done. It's already yours. How many of you need healing in your body this morning? If you need healing, stand up. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, I speak over the bodies right now of those that need healing. In Jesus' holy name, I command every sickness and disease to leave you right now. I command wholeness to come into your body.
Yes.
Devil, get out. Healing, take place right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I am healed. Say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I am healed. From the top of my head. To the soles of my feet.
Every body part.
Receives. The light.
And the life.
And the Zoe life of God.
Into every cell.
I'm healed.
I'm healed.
In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Shout the doubt out. Shout that doubt out. Shout it out. They make a tide or something that's, you shout the stain out. That's exactly how this works. It's called shout, right? Shout. So it'll wash that stain out, that thing that keeps sticking. That delay that keeps sticking. It'll just squirt it. Squirt on it. Just squirt it. It goes out. Yeah? Yeah, it will. Yeah. Come here, Jordan. You'll be my example now. We'll pick on all the big boys today. Okay, so here's your heart right here, right? Okay, so. Okay, it's gone. Right? That's how it would work. Only we do it with what? Sound. Words. Huh? Frequency, vibration. Yeah. Sickness has a vibration. Yeah, it does. Sickness has a frequency. That's why, do y'all understand what medicine is? Medicine has a frequency in it. Even the stuff they make. What do you call it? The chemical. They all have a frequency to them. You know that? You know Becca? So Becca's equipment, it works by frequency. I'm telling you, that thing works. I had a pain right here, and it would not go away. And I went to the chiropractor for 6 days, and Becca came over with her machine, and it was gone the next morning. Help that she and I quoted the word, too. Frequencies work. It's in your thinking. It's in your believing. Goodbye, internet audience. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory.